if you missed the coverage yesterday, what a fun day at Bancroft Bay Park here in Albert Lea. Section 1 AA meet being held. We're out there broadcasting live. I had so much fun. I love cross country so much, and what a day to be out there as the Albert Lea boys cross country team going back to the state meet for the second year in a row. They beat Winona by a point. Co-head coach of our Tigers, Jim Haney, joins us. And Jim, a good afternoon, and congratulations on a fun home event, well put together, and obviously the icing on the cake, the team winning the section tournament.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I appreciate you coming out and doing coverage of the meet so the community could hear what was going on and so forth. So that was a really good day yesterday. I'm really, really proud of the kids and so forth.
Now, maybe I've asked you this before. Was that the first ever section meet held in Albert Lea?
As far as I know, it was.
Okay.
For the longest time, we didn't even have a home meet until COVID came. And then the year of COVID, each city school got to host a couple of meets, and Albert Lea got a meet back. And then we just decided, okay, well, if we're going to do this, and let's do it right. Bancroft Bay, the city has been very helpful in getting the event going. And it was kind of culminated yesterday with all the hard work of Spencer Dahl and Paul Durban and the coaching staff to get this thing together. And it went off very, very well.
I was just saying, so many people I'm sure to thank, because when I pulled up yesterday and I saw the food trucks and all the team tents, I'm like, it's like a little festival. It's like a party going on here at Bancroft Bay Park. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And Paul Durban and Spencer Dahl are kind of the people behind all of that, getting that going and letting Margot, Wayne, and I coach, and then they take care of all the logistics. And both those gentlemen did a beautiful job yesterday.
Well, before we get to the boys' meet, let's talk about the girls. And the future looks bright for Albert Lea girls cross country. I did talk with Jai Malagaya on the air, your lone senior runner who led the way yesterday, and she talked about some very athletic, some very good runners that are 7th and 8th graders. Give us your thought on the girls' run. And again, the future on the girls' side is very bright. Again, a very, very young team.
Yeah, it is very bright. I was very, very happy with how the girls ran. My number 3 runner, my Hanky, was ill and was not able to run. So that would have pushed us up in the standings a little bit further if she would have been able to run. But unfortunately, she was not. And we lose Jai, who's been a valuable addition to the program for 5-6 years. And we wish her all the best. But Ellie Schultz and Alizai Kratz and the other girls that ran yesterday did a beautiful job. And they're all 7th and 8th graders. So yes, the future is very, very bright for Albert Lea girls cross country.
Jim Haney, again, co-head coach of the Tiger cross country team. So the girls get 9th place yesterday? Does that sound
right? They
did. 9th place. So a great run by them. The boys meet, and what a great run. Your top 5 runners all in the top 25. We got a chance to talk to Gavin Hanke after the event. Gavin took 2nd place, and he mentioned the guy that won from McCassin, Manorville, Triton, that these two guys know each other well, and they've been kind of back and forth, he said. So it was no surprise that they were 1 and 2, according to Gavin.
Yeah, they've been running together for probably a year and a half now. And Gavin's beaten the young man from McCassin, and the McCassin young man has beaten Gavin. I guess I noticed it most during the track season when Gavin qualified for the 3,200 meter. The young man from Casson just edged out Gavin in both the 32, and then Gavin was edged out in the 1,600 by the kid from Casson and one other young man from Winona. So, yes, we know this kid from Casson is a very, very good runner, but, so is Gavin Hanke. He's an exceptional runner, and very proud of what he was able to do yesterday to lead the team.
Now, Jim, who is the official photographer for the team? Well, what's her name?
I think it's Laura Mae Murtaugh.
Okay, is that who I get the photos from?
Well, there's Alyssa Sauer.
No, okay, I got them from Alyssa. Got them from Alyssa
right,
yesterday.
Right. Now, Alyssa takes pictures for us, yeah.
No, the reason I bring this up, because Alyssa captured a couple of great shots yesterday that we have on our website. There was one where it was Gavin, it's technology, so to find out results, you're on your phone. And it's Gavin with his cell phone and classmates around him with a big smile, finding out that his team took first place. I thought that was just a great photo of him. And she got a photo of a Luke Longsness with his classmates cheering him on. Talk about the support from the city of Albert Lea and from the other classmates, the other students, because they brought signs and they were loud yesterday. You could hear the Tiger fans all out there on the course.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to have the community out there and some students that showed up, as you mentioned, with the signs. And, we talked about this maybe last week about home field advantage. And I think that really did help. We have run Bancroft Bay numerous times during the season. And for Winona, it was their first time. And as they got off the bus, they went, oh, okay, there's a long hill to start the race. So they weren't as familiar with it. And, you know, maybe that was an advantage that we needed. And also just having the crowd behind us and, you know, teammates knowing our runners' names because they're from Albert Lea High School or from the community really does help runners run at their peak.
Again, Albert Lea boys, 60 points. Winona, 61. The Tigers win by a point. And let's break down what happened. And, Jim, I'm assuming you were near the finish line. It all came down to Luke Wagsness. And I watched the finish yesterday, and he was trailing the Winona runner that turned out to be the difference. Talk about his kick at the end. We talked to him yesterday on the air, and he didn't think that he had ran his best race. So at the end, he knew he had to get this kid. He said you had been telling him that he had a finish ahead of the number five runner from Winona. It was a photo finish. I think he won by 0.2 seconds. Talk about one of your seniors getting it done, because with him passing that runner from Winona, that's the reason why your team is section champs.
You are absolutely right. I did not see the finish because it was further up. I tried to catch the kids with about 600 meters to go because that's when they really need to make that push. But I did see the pictures from Alyssa Sauer and from the Albert Lea Tribune and so forth. And it looked like he had a beautiful kick at the end and was able to edge that young man out. And yeah, you're absolutely right. That's how we won. I saw that kick during the track season, during the 4x8. And it was so fun to see him do that for the team. And as you said, it was the key to victory.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Cross Country team here on Kate Radio. And since we got Jim on the air, I see a perfect time to announce a couple Produce Day Bank Athletes of the Week. They're both coming from the Boys Cross Country team. And Jim, let's start with Gavin Hankey. He's got one more run for a guy that's meant so much to this program. We've talked about Gavin many times, and he's such a nice young man. He was so great to have on the air yesterday. He had just finished his race, and he was nice enough to jump on with us. He's going to get to go out in style, run at the state meet once again. Talk about what Gavin means to this program.
Well, he means so much. Very rarely do you get the opportunity to work with such a great young man as Gavin. Not only is he a great runner, but he's a great person. And he'd be the first person to go out and congratulate other teammates from Albert Lea, but other schools also. It's just the kind of kid he is. And, I'm feeling a little sad because, as you said, it's his last race for cross country that I'll ever get to coach in. And obviously he's made a great impact upon the future of Albert Lea Cross Country, because Gavin does it the right way and younger runners see that. They want to emulate what Gavin has done. And so that's going to be hard to replace, but we do have him for one more race, and we're going to wish him all the best as he runs at the state meet.
Another Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week goes to a junior, Isaiah McGaffey. Took seventh yesterday with a time of 17:23. And Jim, comment on this story, because we had Isaiah join us after his run yesterday, and it sounds like Isaiah wasn't even supposed to be able to run this year because of an injury or something that happened maybe during the summer that doctors told him that he couldn't compete this season, and now he's going to state with his team once again. Comment on that.
Yeah, well, early in the season, he was injured in a four-wheeler or ATV vehicle accident.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, and he ripped up his right above his ankle, very deep cut gash and so forth. So he wasn't allowed to compete for two and a half weeks until it kind of healed up a little bit. And I don't think it's still completely healed from when he injured it, but it's getting closer, obviously. Isaiah is a phenomenal kid, and he's a great runner. The thing that I always think about him is he goes in what I call beast mode. Marshawn Lynch used to do beast mode, but when he, with about 400 meters left, he just turns it on, and he's an amazing person, just eating up runners as they go by, as he goes by them. And his seventh place finish is well deserved. His all conference honors are well deserved because he has worked so hard to come back from that injury. We weren't sure that if he was going to be able to run or not, but he said, you know what, I'm going to get this done, and we're going to do it for the team. And he was a trooper, and very proud of him also.
Again, Jim Haney talking about our two Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week, Gavin Hanke and Isaiah McGaffey, part of the Albert Lea Boys State Team going to the state meet a week from Saturday. And Jim, now this should be, I guess, an old habit for the boys. Second year in a row going up to the meet. How do you get the guys prepared from now until a week from tomorrow when they run up there at St. Olaf?
Well, we'll obviously be practicing quite a bit, but we'll also be doing a lot of talking about what exactly we need to do. Last year, we weren't expected to go, and we were fortunate enough to go. And I think everyone was just kind of, oh, okay, let's see how this works and so forth. But I think this year's group is a little bit more focused in, okay, we know what this is like. Let's see what we can do to try and get as far up into the standings as we possibly can. So we're going to set some pretty lofty goals today at practice and start working towards those for Saturday's race.
Jim Haney, co-head coach again of the Albert Lea Boys Cross Country and the Girls Cross Country team. Again, the girls team comes to an end their season yesterday at Bancroft Bay Park. And we'll see if we can do like we did last year and get all the guys on the phone again and introduce you to the team right here on Kate Radio before they go to a state for the second year in a row. Last year, they were second in the section, getting their ticket. This year, they are section champions. Jim, again, congratulations to your team and hats off to everybody that made that wonderful event at Bancroft Bay Park possible. And we'll talk to you next week before you guys run at the state meet again at St. Olaf.
Well, thank you very much, and you have a great weekend.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, joining us. Again, myalbertlea.com. We got the full story on that meet from yesterday. We got pictures. Again, I'm kind of flying high because I'm a fan. Not just am I a broadcaster, but I'm definitely a fan of our local sports teams. And when they do good, it makes me smile. There's no doubt about that. So go to myalbertlea.com.